Half and Whitey. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
26 past 8. Let's touch base with Ty Wesley, who has announced his retirement from the NBL, effective immediately. Had a fair impact in this competition, as he did in the New Zealand Basketball League. But Melbourne United star with us, that's where we remember him. He's hung up the big, large shoes, whatever they do in basketball. He joins us on the line. Ty, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you on. Now, why now? Why have you decided that now is the time to end your time in the NBL? Championship with New Zealand, championship with Melbourne United. What's happened?
Well, just being in quarantine with my three little kids and my wife, I just felt like with the uncertainty with what's going on in the world, I just felt like it was time for me to focus not on myself and on my dreams, on my, you know, what I wanted to do, but for my family first, and spend some more time with them and be close to our relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, my parents, my in-laws. So, yeah, we made the decision as a family to be done playing basketball professionally.
So, of course, you were with Southeast Melbourne Phoenix for the last season, which was great to have you as part of that new franchise in the NBL. Had the world not been as it is, Ty, would you have considered coming back?
100% we would have been back. You know, I was actually signed for two more seasons. But with, you know, it's just a scary world we're living in, and I have three little kids, and we just, you know, my daughter, who we just brought into the world 3 months ago, just had me thinking, you know, why travel and drag them across the world and uproot them? We bought a house here, so, you know, we just felt like it was right.
I'd imagine, Ty, your head's spinning because, I mean, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, you wouldn't have even contemplated this situation.
No, I was recruiting guys to come play with me in Southeast Melbourne. I had an injury-plagued season, which was very, very frustrating. But, you know, so I was plotting my revenge on everybody.
So does it sit comfortably, Ty? I mean, it's not just about you not playing in Melbourne, but what you're saying is you're not going to play at all. I mean, is that how does that sit with you?
Well, it's not that great to have to, you know, quit doing the thing that you set out to do since day one, since you were a kid. You know, I remember, you know, being a little kid watching my brothers grow up and play basketball, and one of my brothers played professionally, and that's all I wanted to do was play basketball every day, all day, and to get paid for it was such a blessing, you know. So it's definitely going to be a hard transition. It's something that, you know, that's been my life for the last 20 years, basketball every single day. So it'll be a hard transition, but I'm excited for what's next.
And the Phoenix, your experiences with them, obviously such a young club, but they got a lot right in their first year. What's your feelings on them and their future?
Oh, man, I can't say enough good things about that basketball club, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. They've treated myself, my family, so well, from dealing with my injury last year to accommodating my family and the news that I broke to them a couple of days ago. They've been so, so, so good to me and my family, and I'm so grateful for them. The direction they're headed is up, you know, with Tommy Greer and Simon Mitchell and guys like Kyle, Mitch, Gibbo, they're in good hands.
Well, it is great to hear that. Yeah, that's the assessment of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix from a Melbourne basketball fan's perspective. But we want to thank you for your time in the NBL. Ty, you've been a fantastic player, as I mentioned before, a two-time champion with the Breakers and one with Melbourne United as well. And we wish you the best of luck to you and your family in your retirement from the world of basketball. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.